State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
It's time the realest and rawest conversations go down on Big Facts Friday.
Live from iHeart Studios in the ATL, you know what it is, Big Bang, Baby J, Shy Jones, Big Homie Kodak, yours truly, DJ Scream, and it's time for that Big Facts Friday. It's back once again. What the hell is going on, people? What the hell going on with y'all?
What's the deal?
We're feeling good. Feeling good, feeling gracious.
Jay, sit your head down.
I'm sitting. I'm so sorry. I had to get some lip gloss.
You want to start over?
Nah, go ahead.
It's live.
I'm a wild little motherfucker.
What the hell going on?
Hey, boo.
What the hell going on with everybody? What's up? What's up?
What's on the your word?
Thoughts, Shy?
What's up, Big
Daddy? Call me with the yams. What's up? What's popping?
The yams over here.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yams.
I'm lost.
That's your sister, call that. Why the hell are you looking at her like that?
Oh, he put.
The fuck?
I saw ass. I said ass.
Jesus Christ. So.
She looking like
that. Uh-huh.
You shut up, too.
Looking like a, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like a little maple soap piece of bacon.
Bye.
Yeah.
HR.
I'm HR, nigga.
Inappropriate at work.
Yes. Oh, my God. DJ Scream, I want to make a complaint.
So the word is yams. What's the word?
Nah, the word is...
Can we get to the yam?
Sweet yam.
Go ahead, say a word or it's going to get worse.
Where the fuck
y'all get that from? It's a song from Fetty Wap.
Is it from Fetty Wap?
No, I wouldn't know. Okay, so the word is reticent.
Whoa.
And reticent means keeping to yourself, not likely to draw attention to yourself, uncircumcised. I mean,
huh?
Uncommunicative.
Wait.
Asbestos?
The discussion was so lively that even my more reticent friends participated in it.
So it's like a recluse. Yeah. A social deviant.
An introvert.
Yeah.
That would be me.
Yeah.
Really? And the urban gerbin definition is a demeanor by which the individual does not readily display their thoughts or feelings. This individual may make an excellent undercover government operative or ninja.
Whoa, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, that's green. Yeah.
No.
So basically the urban gerbin.
Should have just said a low-key person.
The urban gerbin is basically referring to, if I had to choose a synonym, a poker face.
Okay, that's cool. A low key.
Because in context, this context sentence is, his reticent demeanor made him extremely difficult to read.
His low key demeanor. I mean, low key. Yeah.
Yeah.
Low key. All right. I like that. So.
So, fucking the complete and clear total opposite of Frank Lucas at the fight.
That ain't reticent, right?
Yeah.
So, does not being reticent, can it get you caught up in some bullshit like it did Frank Lucas?
For sure. Because when you draw attention to yourself, then people start to notice and they start wondering what else you got going on.
So, can you, but you don't have to consistently be reticent. It can be, sometimes you can be reticent, you can be low key. Sometimes you might feel like you want to be a little flashy.
Yeah, I mean, a little flash is
subjective. A little flash to somebody.
Did you see this?
No, what? What are you talking about? What? Oh no! We'll get back to that. We'll get back to that. Let's focus on reticence.
Reticence.
Damn man, so I'm hosting a party with that nigga.
Is that the person that's like flashy, or the person that's not flashy?
What?
Say
reticent?
That one more time.
Yeah. Is it the person that's
reticent?
Flashy?
Reticent is the person that's not
low
flashy.
Key.
Oh,
reticent
not flashy.
Is low key. The opposite of flashy. So a person that's reticent is like low-key, under the radar. They ain't really showing their thoughts, their emotions. They not loud. You know,
so like Pinky from Friday would be the opposite of reticent.
Yeah, that's one. Floyd Mayweather is the perfect opposite of reticent.
Ric Flair.
Woo!
Anti-reticent.
Who's the perfect reticent person?
Andre 3000.
We don't know them.
Andre 3000.
Andre 3000 is a good one.
Famous reticent.
Famous reticent.
For sure, Andre 3000.
I mean, shit, we don't really know no unfamous reticent.
Denzel?
Bitch, nigga.
What you know about Denzel?
Nah,
outside of him?
True, though. You right.
Denzel. He's a famous reticent, though. He's not an unfamous reticent.
Yeah.
Who else? A famous reticent. Oh, Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
I'm
going to tell you who reticent round our way. That nigga big, Wolfpack. That nigga is the...
Shouts out to my
nigga,
boy.
You ain't even know that nigga exists, boy. Shouts you out know to he my exists. Boy. Yeah.
You got to catch him where you know you're going to catch him.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, man, Kente.
For sure. Kente, yeah. But Ken is a lot less reticent than he is because he's more hands-on with the club.
Yeah.
See, I think that's a positive attribute.
Those are like the hood heroes.
Reticent?
Like...
Yeah,
I feel like people that is reticent are really taking in and observing before they really like, because a lot of people say the first thing that comes to their mind, but you really could just take a second to just soak in what you experience and then figure out how to translate those emotions in the right way.
Can you be a reticent rapper?
Andre.
Well, he ain't like a rapper
a
no more.
Yeah, he's a flutist now.
Kendrick?
Give him time.
Okay, yeah, we...
Kendrick, Gemini.
J. Cole.
Kanye
J. Cole
was,
J. Cole
too.
Ain't reticent.
You don't think he's low-key?
J. Cole outside. Now.
Kanye reticent.
Kanye,
what?
Not
no,
reticent.
He's not.
He just be
ranting.
Nah, Kanye does.
Name something you know about him besides the shit he tell you.
Everything he tells us.
But he's not telling you nothing.
He tells us everything.
Think about it.
He got a point. Like, you can't really name one thing outside of... Like, what can you name?
When he's upset. That's
you
it.
Know,
you don't
know.
Know
who he, you know
I'm
who he's dating.
You.
If a reticent person don't get ran up on
what's his
TMZ,
wife's name?
TMZ every day. What's I don't it? Care to know his wife's
you
name.
You don't have to know her
I'm
name.
I'm saying,
he
her name
ran
is
up.
Bianca Sensory.
Okay, what I'm saying, if you can't be reticent and be ran up on by TMZ every day, that just don't.
He ain't reticent. Not to say that's a bad thing. I'm just saying he outside. The opposite of reticent is kind of like being outside, per se.
So,
antonym.
Kanye outside.
I'm pretty
sure. J. Cole is now, too.
Yeah.
Would you consider Jay-Z a reticent?
For sure. Him and Beyonce.
Yeah.
They just famous.
Yeah.
Don't know
a famous reticent. Yeah.
Pluto,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. That's a good one. Pluto.
So basically, famous reticents are niggas that don't talk.
Yep. Let you get
or that don't respond.
Travis Scott.
Yeah, Travis Scott.
Like you done got to guess them niggas with them niggas.
This mysticism to them and shit.
Yeah.
Like, mystique. Yeah.
Yeah. This is mystique to them type of motherfuckers.
That's the way you last, though, right?
I think so. I think that's why a lot
Rod Wave would be a reticent.
Yeah.
Late 2023, Rod Wave was talking a lot.
Not really.
He was discussing the issue that he felt was relevant to his whatever. You know what I mean? So
his livelihood.
Yeah. So, that's that. But yes, to answer your question, I do think that you got to have some of that. Like, boom.
I have a question.
Y'all
question.
Smell chicken soup?
No, we don't.
Can you pop as a rapper in 2024 as a reticent?
You can.
I don't think you can.
You can.
Because everybody that's popping.
Maybe not no young nigga rapper.
It's going to be hard, but you can do it.
Well, you say as a rapper particularly or like an R&B artist too?
Rapper.
Because you remember Brent just snuck up in there.
Yeah, Brent's still a reticent. I don't know shit about Brent Fryer.
That's what I'm saying. But,
I mean like rap.
Weekend too?
He big.
A rapper.
Shit, though. Bryson too? What the hell y'all talking about?
Yeah, that's R&B. He's saying rappers.
Yeah.
Damn.
You got to be outside to be a good rapper.
I want to find one, but I can't think of one. Not like.
Like the only one I could think of maybe would probably be Baby Keem.
Who?
Exactly.
Baby Keem. Yeah.
But Baby Keem ain't really Nudie? Like a big name.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
That's a good one.
Slime Ball ain't saying shit.
Listen to my rap.
Biggest record last year. Ain't had to do no
crazy interviews, no stunts. The music was just
nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it can't be done.
Yeah.
But he wasn't new. He been here for a minute. He built his fan base.
But that nigga ain't said shit the whole time he's been a rapper, though.
He really talked to most
of
y'all.
He was at first, though.
Yeah, a little bit, like, amongst his people, and they would, and it would get out as little clips and shit, but as far as him, like, speaking on shit and, like, speaking to people that aren't his day ones, he hasn't done that.
He not, Nudie not going to the Breakfast Club. He not going to Joe Budden.
He's been on the Breakfast Club.
I mean, he's not going there on a monthly basis.
Oh, no. Who is, though?
Shit. Feel like... Not the Breakfast Club, but Boosie talked to Vlad a lot.
Boosie talked, though.
Because Vlad pays him.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
He's
Vlad's artist.
Boosie talks, though. He's not a reticent.
Like, oh, not at all.
Boosie is very vocal. I mean,
Boosie
is very vocal about a number of things.
Everything.
Yeah.
You got to find what works for you. I feel like, you know, Boosie and certain other people, they're going to be, like, out there talking that type of shit.
But when niggas like Boosie and, you know, other niggas that are like him, their vocality is their power.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, that nigga doesn't have to drop another record. People are still going to tune in to hear what he has to say. Because everything that comes out of his mouth, for the most part, is high-spirited and controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Because he usually has a different opinion about certain subjects from the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're being yourself. And you should be yourself. That's what I kind of drew from this so far. Baby Keem and Nudie and the people that's how they are. And it's working for them. So it can work.
Yeah.
The key is be yourself. Don't try to be out there and be all like outside and popping, but whatever it is, and that ain't you, because it's going
to
show.
Because you're trying to fit an image of something that you think going to work when that shit worked for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shot Jones Rent Thought.
Already?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah, that's pretty early.
Yeah.
I didn't even get my brain to.
Oh, we could. We could probably do one and then elaborate on that one. Do another one. Elaborate on that. We could do that.
What's the random thought? Come on. Don't go to your phone. It's your thought, not your phone. Your phone is not your brain.
Or is it?
Supposed to be a random thought.
Yeah, robot.
Yeah, you go into Chat GPT. Uh-huh. Give me a random thought.
No.
Beep bop, beep bop.
Plagiarism.
Yeah.
Okay, random thought. Because that one was...
Why do the people that we want don't want us? Why do we want what don't want us?
Because it's the law of attraction.
Explain the law of attraction for the big vaccines that don't get it.
Basically, people want what doesn't want them because... if you wanted what wanted you, it'll be too easy. Mm. There's no chase. There's no, like, excitement. There's no, like, it's like, it's an easy lay. Like, just like, that's just like, and I know this might be a weird parallel, but that's why niggas like fucking prostitutes or fucking outside women instead of their wives. Because their wives are normal, their wives are safe, their wives are
familiar.
Already theirs.
Yeah.
But when you have to go and chase something else or when you have to go and try to get something new, that like sparks and or ignites a fire inside of you.
Gives you some excitement.
Yeah, it turns you up.
For sure.
And you're not going to get that at home because you already know what to expect.
I'm opposite of that shit, though. I think I like what like me. I can't deal with a motherfucker. I feel like I got a chase behind.
That's in the Big Facts Bible. You don't say that before.
Yeah, I got like
I want who want me.
Yeah, I got a feel that you. I just can't deal with you right now. If it's just like iffy.
Yeah.
That mean I'm trying to convince you.
That's true.
And you can never do that.
Never. You can't be with somebody who wanna.
So the females at the table. Do you think y'all should put up chase and play the games that sometimes females play? You think that's necessary?
No,
or you might run off somebody like Scream or Bank, like I don't know how you are Kodak, but
I don't really
we
like.
We gonna run Kodak ass off.
Alright, nah.
But I don't know, like me personally, I don't really believe in playing games. Like I had never been into that. You know how like somehow some ladies, women, people might
play
games, and you know, like,
but what's playing games?
Try and make a nigga jump through unnecessary hoops that you know that this nigga shouldn't have to be jumping through in order to get your attention or get some of your time or to go out with you or to whatever. Like, I've never done that. Like, if I fuck with you, I'm gonna fuck with you. If I don't fuck with you, I'm not gonna fuck with you. I don't give a fuck what you got going on.
Okay, bet. So, I'm with you when you're right. When it's a guy that you like, I think most women, I'm not going to speak for all, but most women, when it's a guy that they like, they're not going to put him through that.
That's not true. Some of them still play games.
I said most women. If it's a guy that she really, really like and she really, really want his attention and she really fucking with him, she's not going to make him jump through the unnecessary hoops. The niggas that she really don't like, we gonna hoop them on down, hoop them away. Like it's gonna be that's the women that's in there playing with time, like knowing they, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One word answers. You say good morning. They like they gonna look at your text and not answer.
Good
morning.
Why even engage
good morning, beautiful.
Somebody that you know that you don't want?
Because it's
ego.
Not ego. I think. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's something that person has that you probably just want at the time. It could be something as simple as, I just want him around because when I'm hungry, I know he gonna take me out to eat. Like, being serious. Like, it could be that. Or it's like, I know if I ask him for some money, he gonna give me some money. I know I ain't gotta do too much for him. I probably ain't gotta even have sex with him.
It's
some women that's like that.
Like, with me, I don't have the energy to...
Right, they do take energy.
To fucking use a nigga, like, for minuscule shit. Like...
A meal.
Yeah, a meal or like some money. Like, I don't even have the energy to try to string along the dealing with you to get that out of you, like on a regular
basis.
But Jay, like,
because you're going to be good regardless. But it's some women, that is their survival technique because they ain't got shit else. They ain't got no money. They ain't got no skills. They need somebody else to foot the bill for their lifestyle.
Yes, big homie has spoken the truth, the facts. I don't know. You're saying facts. But listen, that's something that's something. But what you're saying, I fuck with. But it's an underappreciated personality trait. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should appreciate if a woman gonna get straight to the point. Both ways. Like, if a nigga trying to fuck, he should be like, I'm trying to fuck.
That's not appreciated. That's not appreciated.
That's definitely not appreciated. Should be appreciated. Everybody will be in a better space.
I think it depends on who the nigga is and if she really want to fuck him. Because if it's a person that she really want to fuck, she going to be like, all right, gang. But if it's a nigga that she really don't want to fuck, he's saying that,
but why you it's going to be like, why you going to make him go to Papa Do's and Olive Garden and all this other shit? That shit
because
really
most girls going to look at him like he the trick. Like, okay, let me just get what I can get. I'm just speaking for most girls.
But you know what I think? But you know what I've learned too? Like, even when it comes to like, bitch, lady person people that are dealing with guys that they actually do want to deal with or that they feel like they may actually want to deal with and they still make them jump through some reasonable hoops, it's because of previous trauma that they've been through and they're trying to make sure that this nigga isn't that same nigga that they used to fuck with that took them through all of that shit.
Yeah, I'm with you when you're right. I'm definitely with you when you're right. That was a big fact right there.
I just think that people should be more intentional about stating their intentions.
But some people really don't know their intentions until they really get to know the person.
That's true, too.
Because sometimes you would think you really like somebody and then that person open up their mouth and you're like, okay, you a cornball.
But you can send that nigga through hoops and all that bullshit and then end up fucking up something good because he ain't going for that.
What you mean?
I'm saying you sending somebody that you say, he all right, I don't know if I like him or whatever the case is, and you send him through them hoops and all this other shit, then you realize, damn, that nigga actually was solid or some shit. Right.
Well, I think that after the first hoop you send him through, you're going to realize, like, if he ain't going, he going to let you know, I'm not going through this boo. And if it's somebody that you like, you're going to accept that. But if it's all I'm saying is, if it's a nigga you don't like, the niggas that they don't like is the ones that they sitting here making them do the most. Like,
But does the not liking shit turn into like sometimes? Like, how many times does that happen? So can you judge about off the top how you feel?
No.
Because a lot of motherfuckers turn around and play hurt once a nigga doing wrong. But you
yes, we going to play hurt. Don't hurt us.
That's cap. How after, you hurt when a nigga you don't even fuck with?
You started
because
it.
That's what you. It just seems you like that's the right
game.
Yeah,
you started the game.
I'm just saying how most women are. Because you will play I know it's been times where a dude has done something, and I'm on the phone with one of my best friends, and I'm like, oh, I'm fake mad right now. Oh, I'm fake sad right now. Knowing I ain't really feeling no type of way, but to him, I'm just like, oh, you hurt my feelings.
It's really because, again, it's your ego.
I'm sad.
I get it. That's cool.
It's your ego. Like, somebody that you wasn't even interested in and did something to piss you off? What the fuck?
It could be a little ego, but that's just going to put fuel in my fire to make him, like, jump through more hoops. Like, oh, you did this and this. And
man, this is a part of the game.
Yes, it's a part of the game, but it only happens with the guy that you really don't like. But he got.
But why are you doing all this over somebody you don't like?
Women do it all the time. Hey, I'm not the one that do it.
That's what we were getting back to. Not every woman, but the woman that play games.
Yeah, the woman. Okay, I'm with y'all. The woman that play games.
But you're gonna be subjected to more bullshit.
I don't have the energy to deal with a nigga.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't start with that energy, you won't be subjected to a lot of bullshit. But if you start with that energy, you're gonna be subjected to a lot of bullshit.
Or I'm with y'all when y'all were right, because sometimes you meet a guy and you're like, oh, I like him. He's cool. We went out on a date. Cool. And then you realize, like, this nigga don't take care of his kids. He don't take care of his responsibilities, but it's something else you want from him.
You meet a nigga, you done played all these games with these niggas, then you meet a nigga you don't like, now you getting your karma because this nigga you like dragging you, and now you mad.
There you go.
Oh, so you get karma.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's karma to him, for sure.
For sure.
You been playing these games with these niggas that you don't fuck with. Then you meet a nigga that you really fuck with, you wonder why you can't get it right. It's karma from this bozo you done played.
Yeah. Really? For sure. And
well, you could have just told him off top. Nah.
Yeah.
Just tell him off top.
But that's where we go with
and
y'all.
That kind of pain from that kind of karma, that shit runs deep.
Generational.
Well, ladies.
That shit runs deep.
Be prepared for your karma.
but even when the karma hit, it's going to be somebody else's fault.
To
like,
who?
Like, damn, why this nigga do me like that?
To the hoe?
Yeah.
To the hoe?
Yeah. The hoe.
I mean, the lady, female person.
Oh.
You're funny. They keep breaking your heart. Yeah, nah. I don't know why they keep doing you like
man,
this.
Man, that nigga been getting his heart broken since 96.
I don't know why they keep doing
the
you like
on,
this, right? Yak.
Yeah, which camera I'm on? Yeah, I believe that shit you want to.
Yak, I don't know why.
Well, he told us about a lady that jumped up out of the bed and left him at the wine tasting.
That was...
Oh, yeah.
When?
No, was it a lie that you forgot about?
I need to pull up the clip?
I was probably 26, 25 when that shit happened. Hey, man. That shit, oh, it's up.
Bro, playback.
Want to see the videos? Want to see how I celebrate the Super Bowl?
What you do?
Ate 45 wings and...
Ate 45... I know ain't nobody let you them, get hit after 45 wings. You... You got a video? Yuck.
You ever seen like the type of chicks...
I thought you were saying you ever seen...
Yeah. Nah, you ever seen the type of chicks like Kodak be hitting and shit?
Have I seen them?
Yeah.
I seen one girl. I ain't gonna lie.
You ain't never seen me with an ugly bitch.
I was about to give you your kudos, so relax. I seen one girl because I was talking shit about him when we were leaving the shit show, and I was like, you ain't about to go do nothing. Shut your ass up. And he ended up sending me a picture of him being laid up with this little light, bright, hottie toddy.
Oh, yeah.
And she has some pretty feet.
Yeah.
How much she pay, though?
Oh, nah, shit. You be paying?
Come on, now. I'm fine.
You probably look like you don't even take girls on good dates. What's a good date?
A good date?
Oh, yeah. They take them on Aunt Carter's ass.
On good dates?
Oh, yeah.
Where they be going?
In the back, in the booth.
He caught me at
Lobster Tails and
shit. He caught me at a little Mexican joint across the street from the old building.
I don't think that was a seafood. I don't think
that was Mexican. It was Mexican, yeah.
Saw Lobster Tails and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exclusive menu. Don't let the jokes fool you now. Shit, if you want to be one of them, slide in my DMs.
Okay.
Back to
what
it.
What we doing?
So
what we doing?
We be saying this is some like perspectives talk. Like we be saying standing on business, but you should also stand on your bullshit if you bullshit in these relationships.
Yeah.
It'll make you free. It'll free you.
Mm-hmm.
Admit your bullshit.
No, it's
this is where I'm bullshit.
But bullshit is subjective.
No, it's not. Bullshit smell like bullshit.
Not all the time.
That's like saying shit is subjective. It's shit. It smell like shit.
Not all the time. Because what I may consider bullshit, the other person is like, damn, that's just who I am.
That is subjective.
But it's bullshit when you know the person feel like it's bullshit.
Yeah. They said they need answers. About what? When I
get big fat. Big fat, big fat. State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
I just missed the whole conversation when y'all started talking about bullshit. What happened? What was said?
We just said, what did I say? They're standing on business, but on some relationship shit, you should stand on your bullshit. It'll free you.
Like, if you know you're on bullshit,
stand on that shit.
But yeah. Why? Okay. Why would you be in a relationship on bullshit if you have to be on bullshit?
That's the problem, Jay. That's what I'm trying to get across to people.
Who the fuck wants to do that?
Don't get in a relationship. People do it.
Niggas do that all the time.
Niggas do what?
Niggas and women.
No.
Who the fuck has the energy and the time to do that?
You must not listen to rap music.
What the fuck does that mean?
I'm just saying, like, that people be playing. People be playing with people.
That's the whole.
A lot of people be in
relationship. And then when they blow up in their face, then what?
That's the whole city girl aesthetic.
No. I wouldn't say that, because city girls don't be in relationships like that.
I feel like city girl...
City. I got you.
Static.
I feel like city girls are intentional about their intentions.
I give it that because they standing on their bullshit.
The actual city girls or their clones?
The rappers, the city girl, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Their minions don't be standing on bullshit.
I think Carisha and Jatavia have set the precedent.
Yes.
Hey, this is what we're doing. This is what I need from you.
This is what I'm on.
But because wasn't she crying over like Uzi? Like, I don't think that's her in nigga, the city
though.
Girl.
That's her nigga.
Is that in the city girl Bible?
That's her nigga though. What are you talking about?
It's not her nigga no more. They're not together.
Yes, they are.
Oh shit!
I don't know who or who not. Yeah. I'm just saying that.
I'm
that
speculating.
Shit, that should have set you free, like. If you,
I'm saying a trick. You not finna cry over a trick. Of course not, because a trick is just like a dick. You can go get another one tomorrow, tonight, right now. But of course she's gonna shed tears about her nigga that she loves.
That's just not.
You gonna shed tears over your nigga? I mean, over the person that you love,
not your nigga.
I get what you was trying to say. Like
no defense.
No offense.
What the fuck is going on?
Stitty.
Like
triggered.
Is that damn Captain Jack's butt popcorn that they just fed me in here? I'm gonna be in charge of the snacks from now on at High Heart.
Shit, I like that.
Reticent.
Back to reticent.
The city girls are not reticent.
Stand on your bullshit, man.
So who do you feel is the most reticent person in this room?
Scream.
Oh, I agree.
Rhetorical.
Second most reticent. Shy. Well,
it would be me.
Who's the least most reticent?
Jade.
Do tell.
But you outside. You be outside.
Jade, you have 3 phones.
You are outside.
Jade, you invented outside.
Like, no. Stop playing.
Queen of Atlanta.
You own the strip clubs, okay?
But how many, but real nigga shit though, how many people really know me?
You put a lot. It's positive shit, but you put a lot like in your social media, your life, which is positive. It's good. It's not in a bad way, but you put a lot out there.
But I mean, how many people really know the real Jade? Real Jade.
You have to listen to Big Facts Friday to know the real Jade.
Say
yeah.
less.
But you outside, though.
Jade been
in
outside,
a good way, though. She outside says, getting money.
Birthday bash 2000. When the first time I saw Jade? Birthday bash 2004.
Wow.
Oh, we had a, what's that, a 20-year stretch now?
You know it's true, because she handed me a Jeezy CD. She been outside since 04.
Yeah, those were the days.
Man, I was a freshman in high school. Years.
Those 04. Were the days.
That's 20.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a crackhead that still had his snowman t-shirt that I gave him.
What? Recently?
Back then?
Recently?
Yes. I wonder how he
over by it. Over by the Texaco on McDaniel Street in Northside Drive. My university.
Oh, the Texaco on Northside? Wow. You're a real crackhead.
Banks said some shit when we was in the interview, and I've been kind of going back. I just do weird shit sometimes. But damn, crackheads be surviving. You're fucking right.
They do.
Hell yeah.
That don't mean crack.
And they're hard workers.
That don't mean crack. Good for you. But I'm just like, trying to understand.
They're great people. How? They're dependable people. They're fucking amazing people. They just smoke dope for whatever reason.
For whatever reason, I know the reason.
No, they're just
it's a lot of it's a lot of it's a lot of people that like that are on the smoke crack or that you know are on dope because of
trauma,
life circumstances. Like it's a lot of people that have been tricked to get on dope. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot. You can't really judge people that smoke dope because you don't know how they got there.
Yeah, a lot of people had them laced blunts one time. It's a wrap.
Yeah, that should be fucked up, but it's like they're still themselves, but they just
poisoned.
Yeah, they can't shake this monkey that's on their back.
Yeah.
Or don't have the money to. Because you know rehabs and all that stuff costs.
Yeah, but if you ain't got the money, you can't shake it.
Crack and heroin specifically is some shit. Like that's a journey. You can't just get off that shit.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's a whole process.
A one time hit and people can be hooked.
Yeah, especially with heroin.
Especially with heroin.
That one hit, that one high, that first high, you're going to chase it.
I think all this shit is a mind thing, though.
It's some chemical in there, too.
It's chemical
still
imbalance.
It's a mind thing, though, too.
Your mind is powerful. It can help you shake anything,
you can stop
for sure.
Anything. We done been addicted to people. We done been addicted to all type of feelings. Taking drugs ain't never the feeling.
But heroin has like chemicals in it, and what it's like mean? A chemical it's imbalance with your brain.
The same chemicals in Percocet. You take a Percocet. Some people get hooked on them when they take them for pain, but you just take one time. You're not stuck on them.
But some people be having the withdrawal symptoms and be shaking and sweating and having seizures and shit. If you deep into the addiction.
No, I'm saying she said I was speaking on when she said like that hit it one time.
Oh, the one time shit. Yeah,
nah, it's just because I took a mushroom one time. I liked it, but I ain't.
That's not mushrooms is a psychedelic. It's not the same as heroin. It's not the same.
Drug
I don't think.
Drug.
I think
you took
a
Percocet before.
No.
Have you ever took any type of pain pills before that people be? What is
it was Promethazine. Promethazine
like that for toothache.
No. The only drugs I've taken for pain when I had a C-section was like morphine. That shit was crazy.
Man, did you get addicted? Yeah, morphine and the same thing. Them the same type of drug.
Man, I mean, at the time in the hospital, I think I probably was addicted. I kept.
Yeah, but you didn't leave the house of morphine. You didn't leave the house pill of morphine hit.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah. I wasn't looking for it afterwards. Like, that's I need some morphine.
Yeah.
I think that shit is a choice, but some people be weaker than others. But I think everything is a mind thing. If you say I ain't doing that no more, like how people be like. Bro, I don't see how you vegan, but I can't stop eating chicken. You just don't want to. You can.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I can't give up saying
you just don't want to.
Yeah.
Because
just say I don't want to give up my chicken. I don't want to
give away meat.
Just say that. Just,
I don't want to give away
you
meat.
You can't, though. You can.
I can't just see myself giving away meat.
That's how
you
I will.
Don't choose
I,
to.
That's how I will to. when I stop drinking soda.
I need meat.
I can't like yeah.
But then you get to a point where like you can't go back down that road again. Like, I offered you some chicken a few weeks ago. You said, hell nah, I ain't eating that shit. Give me the vegan version.
He had it too long. You ain't had real meatings forever, it seemed like now.
Yeah, so when you introduce shit like that back into your body, that should have make you sick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. But it still was a mind thing, though. I thought I wanted to eat salmon and shrimp and seafood forever. I'd be like, but I can't give up them hot wings.
Yeah.
Shit. Till you make up your mind, but fuck them hot wings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just all it is. That's with anything, like drugs, people, relationships. Yeah. How many people feel like, man, I can't leave my bitch?
I ain't gonna lie.
Make up your mind, man, damn this bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Straight up. Everything you thought you couldn't do.
But what you're talking about is accountability. And that is what a lot of people are missing. Because if you ask most people in the world why they ain't where they supposed to be, they're going to probably blame somebody else. When in reality, nobody has more control over your life than you do.
Facts.
So if you look down the timeline of everything that's going on in your life and, damn, where did shit go wrong? It's probably going to be something that you did or you had control over, whether it's somebody having access to your life, you making a wrong decision, you had control over that, and now this bad thing is in your life. But you can still correct it. You can still live a great life.
Even people be like, what's the recipe, bro, to losing 100 pounds naturally? What's the recipe?
Shit, you got to change your eat.
That ain't even it. What you think the recipe is? Screen?
Lifestyle. You got to make a whole lifestyle
mindset
change.
First. Mindset. That's with anything.
Mentality.
Mindset for sure.
If your mind ain't correct to do it, you ain't doing it. I don't give a fuck what you do.
Yeah.
That shit, everything start with the way you think, bro.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro, I don't give a fuck what it is. I'm telling you, you can goddamn, you can work out every day and eat fucked up. Mm-hmm. Or you can eat fucked up.
And don't work.
Or you can eat, you can be on a diet, you can be a vegan, but don't work out. Yeah. All that shit work hand in hand. It's just a mindset, bro.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to explain it to a nigga to do it.
Because it's something that you got to, everybody bodies is different, but it's certain core things that everybody has to do, but you got to figure out what works for you. Because if you've been eating fucked up shit your whole life, it's really a part of your DNA. It's part of your culture. So it's more than just, okay, this is what I'm going to do. You actually have to put, like you said, the mentality. You have to put the mentality forth to say, I'm about to change my life and I don't want to live like this no more. Shit, I had to start doing it because I remember the shit that I was eating. I used to make fried chicken, 8-10 fried chicken in a night.
You know how they ask you,
I used to eat awful.
Goddamn.
Harris and Hippo.
Shit. You know how they ask you when you go to the doctor, is anybody in your family prone to this disease, diabetes, or cancer, anything? You know what that shit mean? That don't mean that shit in your genes. You know that, right?
What it mean?
It mean that shit is in your diet. All your diet's been passed down from grandma and them ate like this. Your mama and them ate like this. Everybody cooking with the same bullshit, feeding the same bullshit.
That's same
recipes, because they're passing it down to you.
Yeah.
You don't believe that, do you?
So that doesn't mean that it's hereditary?
No. It means that's how y'all ate. That's how y'all family eat.
So 9 times
what's the trend?
All the diseases come from the foods and shit, right?
And we all eating the same shit.
We been eating the same shit, so over time, you're going to get the same shit they had.
Yeah.
Think about if we was
but
all...
But no, you have... I'm sorry, but you be having kids that's like pre-diabetic before they even start eating and shit. So what is that?
Some diabetes like you can be born with.
Yeah,
some diabetes you can be born with.
Are genetic.
Or in that sack of a motherfucker who been eating that bullshit still.
That's true too. That fallopian.
Oh, okay.
That too.
Yeah.
You got the same blood of motherfuckers who been eating bullshit for all their life and they created you with that bullshit. That's how I look at it.
Yeah. So basically, most diseases come from fat blood.
I don't know about that.
What you say? No.
I'm saying if you the
it
way
comes from the food,
poor diets,
poor the way diets, you drink,
your diet determines the way you live.
Yeah.
Like so, when you go to the hospital, hey, do you got heart conditions? Now that may could be. I don't know, but I'm saying, I believe me. I could be. These are not facts. I think what the reason why people get the same sicknesses from their family. Let's say, for instance, right? Why Dr. Sebi and them kids living so long? Sebi. Kids living so long because they always trained to be on. You got some kids never ate McDonald's before.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, kids and these kids grow up, they genes be good. Like, like LeBron and them kids and shit. Beyonce and them kids. Them kids are going to be healthy. They're not going to be sick. Mm-hmm. They are trained from now to not
but
eat
so,
bullshit.
So why is the son autistic then?
I don't know. I don't know about autistic. That's not...
Jay-Z's son.
I'm just saying.
He is?
Yeah, they said the... You know, Rumi and her brother, the two twins?
Yeah.
From my understanding, the son is autistic.
Okay, well, that's like a defect.
But then they
I'm
do
talking
IVF?
About, like, sickness. Like...
High blood so,
pressure.
Come on,
blood pressure, cholesterol.
Yeah, I'm talking
diabetes,
about that type of shit.
That type defect, of stuff.
You're talking know. About weight related diseases.
Yeah, shit that you know what I'm saying? Like cancers and shit. Mm.
No, that definitely
shit that come from the food.
No, that definitely let's say some shit like sickle cell. That's genetic.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm saying? Like shit like
that's
that.
Genetic, but
even what she said,
autism?
Yeah, autism. I think that shit just like stroke of the luck.
Yeah, that's people got theories.
But also, there are different levels of autism. Like, you can be a functional autistic.
Yeah, there's functional autistics all right. around.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, like, you know how the shit you, like, drinking a lot of sodas, like, just having how them kids be 3 years old. Like, my grandbaby, she wants Sprite. I want Sprite, granddad. I want Sprite. Mm. Like, but Sprite's so fucked up for you, we don't even know that.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Like, no, get some water. Not even no juice. Just imagine you had your kids on water and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? The shit that when you start eating healthy and living healthy, just imagine you raise your kid like that. I promise they won't get sick.
It's going to be better for them and their brain and everything in the long run. Opinion.
Yeah, that's my opinion, though.
Yeah, that's opinion.
I mean, I think it's a good opinion.
I think how you start out is how you gonna end up.
Mm. I agree.
No, I don't agree with that.
No,
I don't agree with that.
Because you can't say that. Because how you started off, you ain't end up there.
But shit, I don't know what the fuck gonna happen.
But you still ain't. You don't eat nowhere near the shit that you was eating before.
No, I'm saying if you started off eating right, and you're going to end up being right to me.
Oh,
you can always change from eating some bullshit and change the narrative of your family. Mm. Like, right. I can change it right now, Riley. You don't drink no Riley. You're going to just, all my grandkids, I can make sure that they be on what I'm on now. And I promise you, they're going to pass it down to their grandkids.
But see, I'm sorry, not to cut you off. But I feel like growing up, I feel like you can't say that because just trying to kind of show the parallel. Growing up, eating healthy, and then falling off the wagon for life is the same way some of these people grew up with amazing backgrounds, fell off the wagon and smoked dope, and now they crackheads.
What that mean? What are you talking about?
Just what I said.
What the hell are you talking about? I ain't talking about a motherfucker growing up eating healthy, then stop eating healthy. You's a dummy. I'm saying a motherfucker.
No, you just said that if you grow up like that, 9 times out of 10, that's how you're gonna end, right? That's what you just said.
If you grew up healthy, you're gonna end healthy, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, you can grow up healthy as fuck, the healthiest, and fall off the wagon, and you might not be able to get back on the wagon.
That's just an idiot.
It can be an idiot,
but I'm saying it's possible, and it's,
that is possible. But I don't know what made you come up with that part. That ain't what I was saying. What I was saying was, if a motherfucker was raised to be healthy and they stay healthy, they're going to be healthy. You get what I'm saying?
That's common sense, though.
So what the fuck are you talking about? If a motherfucker is raised unhealthy, he's going to stay unhealthy unless he changes his ways.
That's common sense, too.
So what the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about?
No, because you said that 9 times out of 10, if you are raised healthy, you're gonna end health. You're gonna end the same way that you started.
I don't speak for you, but I think it's like the saying of how you start is how you more than likely will finish.
Thanks.
I'm just saying odds and statistics.
Yes.
How you start is how you more than likely will finish, but of course there's variations to that.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all.
Anybody can fall off of anything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying
they can fall off or fall on.
If we, like Chance, your daughter, right now, if you start forbidding her to eat certain shit, fast food, you're not being lazy, you cook for her, she had a chef, or whatever the fuck you did, it's gonna be a certain moral in her that I can't eat this shit. I'm gonna be kind of blind. Like, some of these kids are blind to the shit that we was exposed to and we exposed our kids to. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they don't have the urge or the taste factor for it. It's like, you can't miss what you ain't never had. If they ain't never had it, they not gonna miss it.
That's what I'm saying, but the thing about it is, our grandmamas and mamas and shit fed us shit that they knew to feed us. All that pork, all that shit
bunch
that we didn't know.
And yeah.
So that's the shit we gonna eat. And right. That's the shit that's killing niggas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they I think that from there it was more of survival because a lot of old heads, that's all they had to like, and it was cheap.
Poverty.
And the food was different. The meat was different.
The meat was different, fresher then. Like pork back in the day is way better than pork today, son.
Every meat. All the,
all the meat.
For sure.
Yeah.
Even like when you go to other countries, you said that before. In other countries, like the food is different.
Bro, sure. I just went to where the fuck that shit was. Was seven them from England?
Yeah,
bro, them folk tell you when you get out of the plane, but don't bring none of that shit over here. Mm-hmm. Don't even get out of the plane with that bullshit. Don't bring that with no certain shit in it. Like you can't even bring it to their country.
Yeah,
like y'all fuck around and go to jail. We the only motherfuckers eating that bullshit, that shot up shit and made up shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he right. He right.
And you got to think, the same motherfucker own the food, own the pharmaceutical shit.
Yeah.
So we got to get you sick so you can get on this medicine. It's a win-win.
Big business.
They winning on both ends.
This shit experiment.
It's a conspiracy. Yeah.
They cloned Tyrone.
I mean, that's like one of my biggest things is to get a house and have my own garden to like... grow my own food.
Then you got to get the right,
the right seeds and shit like that.
The right
process.
Dirt.
The right dirt. Yeah. Everything. Like, it's a process.
But that's like one of my goals.
Real shit. This shit just fucked up, man. Like even that vegan food fucked up.
Because you can have so much soy. Yeah, yeah. You can have too much soy.
Yep.
And that'll fuck you up.
How does too much soy fuck you up?
It's not good for you. Doesn't it like block your... Don't... I could be wrong, but doesn't it like... Can't it block your arteries or something like that?
Give you high blood
that?
Pressure?
That shit's so crazy, man. You don't know what to eat, man. Yeah. Nigga fuck around
like
soy
is too much.
Yeah.
Like tofu isn't good for you? Like too much tofu isn't good for you?
Damn.
And then even when you have...
They say veggies and fruit. Man.
Veggies and fruit, but then sometimes you need protein.
Another thing though is like they say protein people who
beans.
Eat...
Beans.
Janae got a question. She said, how do you know what's good vegan food and what's bullshit?
You got to really, like, my ultimate goal is to go raw vegan.
What's
this
that?
Shit just hard. Like, it's
raw
just
food.
Raw food, not cooked.
Like straight out the...
Live food.
Whoa.
Straight out the ground.
Yeah. Like, just salads and shit.
If you go over to Art Thomas, you can get a whole raw meal. And if you can get through it, you're going to go to the bathroom, all that shit, but you're going to feel great.
Oh, no. You're
going to get them sprouts.
You go raw, them niggas, they living forever.
Yeah. Mm. Cause cooking take the nutrients out your food,
like meat too, or raw beef is gonna do meat.
Cooking takes the mass amount of nutrients out your food. As soon as you even steam it, it's starting to take nutrients out your food. But goddamn it, I like my food cooked.
Me I ain't gonna lie,
you know what I'm saying?
Raw that's so
unless it's a salad
like
or some shit.
Man, that soft broccoli be hitting.
Oh yeah,
like salad.
mashed potatoes.
I know. That shit good, motherfucker.
A lot of shit, man. They make man this shit.
If you ever check out the Blue Zone shit, it's on Netflix and shit though. Like part of it is man, what you eating is important.
Yeah.
But your overall happiness is important too.
Yeah.
So you can be like healthy as fuck, but if you stressed as fuck, you still gonna clock out the same way.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So you gotta balance
stress,
that shit.
That's the worst shit ever too. Mm-hmm. I think that shit.
Stress bring cancer.
There's another
and all that
learned.
Stuff.
Is another learned
you learn that shit
passed
from
down
your
like
parents
stress
your,
like yep. She always worrying like you know how you got to worry and mama worrying you gonna fuck around and be worried.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I ain't never thought about that.
It's real.
I'm telling
but
like
a
you
lot
just
of
got
different things
just think
cause stress.
Just think about just coming up right. Neighbors, they whole house act the same. Mm-hmm. It might be one motherfucker that's different. Like she different and they treat them different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she arguing, they fighting, they arguing, that's all they do. That house, that tap shit right now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, dysfunction. Huh? Dysfunction. They breeded dysfunction in their household.
But that goes back to
my
what I always
house.
Just say about being a product of your environment.
Yep, exactly.
That's all you see. You never know that's not how you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Exactly. Same and way then, with eating everything.
And then
it's mindset. Yeah.
When it comes down to, like, how do you interact with other people, like, say, for instance, if a girl only know about getting yelled at, when she meet a nigga that don't do that, damn, this nigga don't love me.
This nigga suck.
Yeah, he a soft-ass nigga.
He don't
love
me. Like,
damn, this nigga ain't never put his hands on me. How you love me? You don't even want to hit me when I do wrong. These bitches think like that.
Real shit, though.
There's a lot of bitches that think like that.
Mm.
So that really is that's where you creeping over into like generational curses, because she gonna teach that, she's been taught that, and if she has a daughter, she's gonna teach her daughter that, and it's just gonna be person after person after person after person. Now you got a whole lineage of motherfuckers who don't think that the way that they moving is wrong.
That's why it's so important for men to be in their kids' lives, boy kid or girl kid, because at the end of the day, well, let me not just say men that are stable and that are positive.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, okay, your mama might be batshit crazy, but if you have some sort of stability and some sort of wherewithal about how to be a normal person, you can offset that batshit craziness and make your kid out to be a decent product of this world.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everybody's doing their own work to kind of reset things and clean up that lineage.
We got to unlearn and reteach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't unlearn shit and then not. That's why we got these mics in front of us. So shit we learn, we got to teach each other so we can teach the rest of the people. And I feel like all that shit start the way you think.
That's actually a term.
Thinking bullshit, bro. That's just what it is. Like, I see a lot of shit on the internet now, but I don't even really, how you say, process it no more.
Yeah.
I see it and that shit be, but I don't like how I used to process certain shit, be like, let certain shit I see make me feel a way.
Yeah.
I don't do that no more. And that's because I realize everybody got a different perspective, bro. That's a healing point, bro.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? We start looking at people like, how the fuck am I gonna be mad at you? Because you, to me, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
But to you, I may be an idiot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You may, that's the biggest, like I said this in the last episode, that's the biggest, what?
Misconception. Miscommunication.
Misconception.
That's the biggest fuck up.
What y'all say?
We want
fuck up
to be
us.
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just because I don't agree with everything Shy say or Screen Jade or yike, that don't mean you wrong.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
I'm right. It just mean that's how you think, right?
Yeah.
And that's why it's important to have like-minded people around you if you want to go that route. But it's also important to have people who have differing opinions, because that's how you learn about the world.
Facts.
Like, you can't have everybody in your circle like, damn, you think like that shit, I think like that too. Let's be together. That's how you got this, it's called like a social bubble. Like, everybody in your circle think this way. No, you don't learn, you don't grow like that. I want people to tell me why I might be wrong.
I can't deal with a closed-minded person that I know you just think one way. I can't even talk to you.
Yeah.
Not on a regular. I can be in passing with
chat.
You
can chat.
You know what I'm saying? But I can't even talk to you, because at the end of the day, especially when I say something that you disagree with and you just close down. That's what Chantel used to do. She just closed down. She can't hear nothing I'm saying because she already right in her mind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The thing about it is, I'm going to try to hear you. Even if I disagree with you, I'm going to hear what you're saying. I'm going to hear what you're saying. Mm. And I might go process it later and use it. Damn, I was tripping. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't hear it, you're going to stay stupid forever.
Yeah.
Just because I don't agree don't mean I can't hear you.
All right.
I may not agree at the time, but I can go get in the car and be like, damn, I ain't look at that like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that's what niggas fuck up at.
But that's where you come from when you're talking about perspectives. Because we all just looking at shit one way. When somebody with a completely different upbringing or experience, they have processed this type of same information in a completely different way. They say they need answers. About what? Well, I
get big fat. Big fat, big fat. State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor,
State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
When I first started the podcast, all shit was going on. I used to be, D nigga, man. Screen be like, bro, fuck that, bro. You bigger than all that type shit you talking about, bro. Why you ain't thinking? Like, why is your man mind thinking about that? I just was so focused on, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I ain't think like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But a nigga would, a nigga that I was, I'd be like, man, soft ass screen keep talking about, man, fuck that. You ain't from where I'm from. You don't know what I'm talking about, bro.
Yeah.
But in all reality, this nigga is smart what he's saying, because it really don't mean shit.
That shit don't mean shit.
You talking about a whole bunch of nothing for nothing that's blocking. Nigga, this is a blessing. That this whatever is going on, it's a blessing. You got to look at everything as a blessing, bro. You got to look at that shit like, what's the blessing in this?
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, or the lesson. What's the lesson in the blessing?
Yeah. Every lesson is a blessing.
Every lesson is
every
a blessing.
Loss, mm-hmm. Every loss is a lesson.
Shit. Mm-hmm.
Big fact.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, bro, I'm telling you, bro, God ain't going to put you in nothing, bro, that ain't for you. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
You can put your damn self in some shit ain't for you, mm-hmm. but, bro, it always a warning before everything, man. Like, look, I love Luck to death. He done had a fucking another stroke. Now, fucked him up, whatever. I don't mean to put it in like they fucked up and he had to get all type of surgeries and shit. But this nigga already, you knew you were fucked up. Like you had a stroke before. It was a mild one. You supposed to start taking care of yourself. Mm. Now God make you sit down. You got to do rehab and bounce back and all this shit because you ignoring it. You can't ignore that shit, bro. Yeah. You got to take heed to shit right then. And I used to didn't do that all the time. Go ahead, John.
A lot of people ignore shit out of fear and being scared of the unknown. Like, I tell people they need to be comfortable with the unknown. Like, you have to be comfortable with going into uncomfortable situations so that way it doesn't affect you when them situations occur. Because a lot of people put themselves in really bad situations just because they're not comfortable with the unknown or they just fearful.
Yeah.
And that's natural, though.
That's
but
real shit, though.
It happens a lot.
I be doing that, too, though. I can't even lie. Like, certain shit, I don't even want to see it. I don't even want to hear it because I know I might not be able to deal with that shit.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think our mind is the most fragile thing on our that God gave us.
Mm. You think it's fragile? It's the most fragile and the most powerful, though, at the same time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's fragile because anything can make... Your mind makes the decision, right?
Yes.
I don't know.
Don't your mind really control your actions and everything? It controls everything.
Your mind. It depends on the person, controls, though.
Some people control
by emotions. Your actions for the most part, but your a majority of your mind, a majority of your decision making comes from your sensory.
Well, all this still starts with your brain, though. You can't, like, even intuition, even.
Emotions,
all that shit gotta go through your mind. It has to be processed through your mind, right?
It goes through your sensory first.
I think the emotions before it gets feed to your mind, though. See, the emotions can affect your mind and make your mind not, I ain't gonna say make the wrong decision, but that emotions can affect the mind, depending
the
on the person.
Sometimes can fuck you up, because a lot of people make emotional moves and they have emotional thoughts.
No, them facts. But at the end of the day, if you train your mind to know that I make bad decisions when I'm in my emotions, you'll check your emotions.
Yes.
So it's your mind.
This is correct.
It doesn't always go
because
like
you're
that.
Being weak to your emotions.
Being mentally.
If you get your mental state to a point to where, bro, I know I be tripping. Like I've done. I know I be tripping. So I ain't even finna go around that while I be tripping bank, because you're going to get in your feeling and do the wrong shit.
Yeah.
You know you can't control your emotions at times. So you have to train your mind to tell you, nah, bank, don't even do that. Or don't even go outside today. Don't even do Big Fat today. You're going to be tripping. That's a mindset, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because you know your emotions get the best of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's very good, but I'm going to be just 110% real, man. There's some shit that my therapist talked to me twice about this year, and it's called avoidance, because I've been on that same shit. So it's like, once you do that, you still got to jump back into those trials and tribulations, because if you go into avoidance, you're going to end up somehow, some way, somewhere near that shit anyway. You see what I'm saying? And you have to deal with it at some point.
No, you
can't just avoid it in the situation?
She was saying that I practice avoidance a lot. I do. Like, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go here. I don't want
to
deal with this shit.
But you still have to face it eventually.
Eventually, I'm going to have to face it.
Not everything, though.
Not everything.
I'm saying, like, I get what you're saying, and you're right. Y'all right what y'all saying. What I'm talking about is when you know you got a glitch.
We know you.
Nobody ain't did nothing to me. Ain't nothing I'm facing. I just know I'm not in the right mood today.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? My emotions about whatever I'm going through individually or personally, I don't want to come put that on y'all.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then start some, you know, because a nigga can be going through some shit and coming in, motherfucker, and be a Coca-Cola shook up coat. And I spashed on her for nothing.
For no reason.
She had nothing to do with what the fuck I had going on. So why even I'm even going to put myself around these people?
That's just you being emotionally and mentally aware of who you are. A lot of people are not like that, though.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
so you have to be.
That's important.
That's what I'm saying. But that starts with your mind, all right?
Yes.
Your mind is... They say a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Yes, your mind is important. Yeah.
And if people put you... I feel like that's not avoidance. Like, say for instance, if people put you in a space to where you can't control your emotions, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you was in a relationship, say for instance, if Jessica put you in a position to where I can't, you have to leave that person alone.
Mm.
Because you know you can't control your emotions.
Yeah.
That's not avoidance. That's me doing what's needed for my mental health.
Exactly. You're right.
Yeah. That's why I
block people. Being smarter.
We just don't let our mind make the decisions, bro. We know when we fuck with somebody or fuck with a person or doing things that we don't want to do.
It could be as simple as not going. You should not go certain places because you know the result of going certain places.
or being with certain people.
It's people or places.
We do things that we do things for people and things that we don't want to do to please others, even if it unpleases us. That starts with your mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're letting your heart determine your mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Am I tripping?
Letting your emotions control.
You letting your emotions control because you know damn well, like a lot of shit. I just be saying no now. What the fuck will you invite me to? But I ain't going this shit. Fuck you. I don't care about fuck how you feel. I'm not coming. Mm-hmm. I don't want to spend my money. I don't want to drive. I don't want to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I usually go and you could tell I don't want to be here. Like, what we doing, man? How long have we been? Can't 10 minutes. I should have just stayed at home. I don't waste the whole outfit, waste the whole driver and all this shit. I could just stay at home.
Yeah. I think that all depends, though, because sometimes you would tell yourself that you don't want to go somewhere and it could just be personal insecurities or things that you're going through. And then when you go to that place, you realize, like, damn, I should have been here. I needed to
be here. That's happened to me before.
And things go.
That's happened to me before.
It gets you to the next level.
Several times.
Yeah, nah,
you get what
I
I'm saying?
Because yeah,
it's when I first moved here, it was a lot of things that I didn't want to do because I was like, I don't know these people. Like, they're different from me. I can barely understand what the fuck they be talking about. I don't want to go to these places. But I forced myself to go. Then prior to me getting there, I'm thinking I'm going to be uncomfortable and all this shit. Then I go and I'm like, damn, these people are really cool. Like, this just made me elevate into another level. So sometimes you got to just have, what's the word, discernment?
Yes. Yeah.
Discernment.
I'm speaking from, like, clubs and shit. I know I don't like
okay,
the club
that's different.
Anymore.
That's different.
I know I don't like it, so don't invite me to no
like that
fucking
shit.
Club.
I don't like that shit.
I don't
shit
even
either.
Like it.
Yeah,
but you
I
just outgrew it.
Who the fuck who in there? What's going on? I don't like it. What they got for? They ain't got no dough for us. What the fuck am I going for?
Yeah that's different.
Yeah,
I had a conversation a lot because ain't no.
It ain't even no club since Alex them gone on the goddamn tour. The club shit fucked up. It's just
catch
lounges
lounge,
and shit and restaurants.
Yeah. Might catch strip clubs. Lounge.
But I like the strip clubs.
But I feel what he's saying, like, cause like what's out there? What's in the club that's going to excite me?
Why are people afraid to please themselves is the question.
A conflict with self-love.
Stress only comes from other people. Mm-hmm. Just think about if you was just pleasing yourself, if you be selfish. I think people need to take out time to be selfish.
For sure.
But also on the other end of that,
just
you
try
got
to be selfish for 1 week. But see how
it depends on what type of selfish, because some people be like selfish to the point that they put others in danger and put other people in like other bullshit.
And especially if those people are looking out for you, I feel like that is where you have to kind of put a halt on that because you can't be too selfish.
I ain't talking about the type of selfish. I'm saying selfish mean self-help, whatever for you. If a person is already doing things for you, that means you definitely reciprocate that. I'm talking about that makes you happy. That's for you. If a person does for you, you definitely supposed to, what'd you say?
Reciprocate.
Yeah, you're definitely supposed to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the weight match energy, I'm definitely going to match your energy. But what I'm saying is a leech or a motherfucker you know you don't fuck with. A motherfucker that don't mean you no good.
Oh, no, you got to cut them off.
But we love so hard that we be, let me go on and then let me go on and let me go on then.
But I think people do
that. I ain't
that.
Doing that let me go on in no more.
No, but I think people do that based off of what that person may think of them. Like, it ain't really got nothing to do with you. It's like, damn, if I don't do this, then this person going to feel like I'm some bullshit or this person going to go tell so-and-so.
But at
it's
some point, you have problems, to be okay though. With them thinking you some bullshit.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. That's the selfish I'm talking about. Selfish means if it don't do me no justice, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that fabulous selfish freestyle. I was just reading the lyrics. Selfish freestyle. Break that down.
What about when you have a mutually beneficial thing, like, do you really want to be selfish? What if there's somebody you care about?
That ain't selfish.
No, that's
what
not
the
selfish.
What's wrong with this nigga, bro?
I really lost track of what
that's
I was saying.
That's still being
like,
selfish,
was,
though. Because that's for you. If you got a person that's mutually beneficial to you, bro, I ain't saying be no crap.
Yeah. Nah, you're right. I forgot what I was about to
nigga.
Say.
I'm saying if I love you and you love me and I feel it, we feel it. That's what this is. That's for myself. That's for me, right?
Yeah.
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 I'm saying selfish to the point is I'm not people pleasing.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck how you feel about no. I don't give a fuck how you feel if I don't fuck with you. I don't give a fuck how you feel.
Yeah.
I'm going to take time out to myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And people should respect that if they love you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unconditionally.
For sure.
Unconditionally.
People should respect, like, you doing what's best for you, but that don't harm me.
But but also you have the internal thing where sometimes if you do pull back or you are a little bit selfish, you know this person cannot manage on their own.
Yeah.
What that got to do with me?
I don't want to see them crash.
hey man, that ain't my
business.
But
should nobody be that codependent on you?
You grown.
Unless it's your child.
There are some people.
Okay, there are. But at the end of the day, I tried that for 43 years. I'm 45 and I tried that. That shit still don't do them to make a motherfucker resent you more.
Mm-hmm. And on top of that,
because it comes a time when you have to say no because you can't do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They forget about all them yeses.
Because that first no, it's fucking.
Because like
you're also crippling them. Too.
One of y'all said this on the other part. They fall in. What you say? Not falling in love with your hand, but you say
knee when you do want. When you do too much for somebody, they fall in love with your hand instead of falling in love with your heart.
Exactly. Fuck with me, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck with me. Don't fuck with. Don't fuck what I can do for you. Don't fuck. I can't do that, bro.
Do y'all think the music and entertainment industry is like that? Like you think this is like because basically we all just coworkers in this shit. But sometimes we turn into friends. But in those situations where you're not really friends with somebody and you need to do some friendly shit, what do?
Say it again.
Like if you a label rep. Mm-hmm. You come to me for an interview. We're not really friends like that, but we work together in close proximity for long enough to where we at least associates. Mm-hmm. But we're not friends. Do I need to stop being friendly and keep shit work? Or do I need to be a friendly-ass nigga that work with you?
But how are you going to do that? Because she has an artist that needs to be interviewed, and you need to interview her artist.
Why do you do it?
Upkeep the popularity of your show.
Depending on the situation.
I think it depends. Like, it's I don't even
like for y'all. Like, when people reach out to y'all, you don't have to talk to anybody ever again.
True.
No, but I mean, in most instances, it's an even exchange that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't think that if you just cordial with somebody and then they have something that could benefit your platform and you have something that could benefit them, then why not just do this?
But if they haven't done anything to you, why would you not like?
But sometimes it isn't an even thing.
I feel like, me personally, I get what y'all saying. And like, why do it, though? I feel like, bro, billionaires ain't doing favors.
That's favors.
I'm just being real, bro. All this favor-ass shit, man, this shit ain't making
billionaires do favors with other billionaires.
How many other billionaires is it?
I don't know if that's considered favors no more. What he said, that's considered transactions.
I'm saying we trying to do this shit with our heart, bro. That's what keep a nigga broke, bro. Trying to live and do business with your heart.
Mm. Yeah.
If this shit, Big Facts Friday, wasn't fruitful and people wasn't asking for it and this shit can't get all of us paid, I wouldn't be doing this. Mm-hmm. I love you. I love her. I love him. I love her. But if this shit didn't make sense, fuck this.
Right.
I'm just being real. That's just what it is at the moment.
Well, you wouldn't want to put that much energy into something that's making sense. Well, I agree.
But we do that all the time due to our heart. Like, I go do some shit that don't make sense just because I fuck with bro.
But that's what I was saying when I started to come. That's exactly what I'm saying.
You know how far that shit holding you back? I've been preaching this shit to you the whole time. You'll come out and do everything. Go get the one, do this and do that. And that. Why would you pay, Jay? Nah, I just let my boy. My boy. My boy got $20, $30 million. Give me something, boy, before you get back on that jet. Real shit.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, at what point do we stop being being friends?
It took me a long time to learn it. Because at the end of the day, like, just speaking personally for myself, I just feel like, I used to feel like, okay, if I'm in the space and it's something that needed to be done,
you gonna
and
do
the
it.
Person that needs it done is somebody that I love and fuck with and care about, then, like, it was like a no-brainer. Like, I'm a do it. I'm going to knock it out.
Absolutely.
It's not taking any skin off my back. Though. Yeah, it's not taking any skin off my back. Like, if it's something that I can do, I'm not tripping. But at the end of the day, like, Black used to always tell me, like, bro, like, you're doing somebody else's job.
Yeah.
And I had to realize, like, hold on, like, he's right.
And
like,
somebody's still getting...
Motherfuckers start calling. AJ, I'm at the door. You know what? That shit, they'll call. I'm finna walk you, all your buddies in, y'all ain't getting tapped down or nothing. Hell nah, bro, that's at least $1,000. Y'all ain't paying to get in. Pay me, man.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just being real, like, them motherfuckers like that end up mad and bitter. Yeah. They know how much they done put out for motherfuckers. Like, well, I ain't got nobody. Mm-hmm. about because you done overextended. Overextended yourself, exactly. And you thinking it was going to come back some type of way. Exactly. No, you the cool motherfucker that we could just work. Yeah. You don't want no money. We thought you were rich.
So, yes. So after after that act of kindness, you got to evaluate, do you feel fulfilled or used? So if you feel used, that's some shit you got to get away from. But if you feel fulfilled, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm fulfilled. I was fucking with, this is what I wanted to do with my time.
That shit don't fulfill me.
But no, but sometimes you can feel fulfilled and be used at the same time. Because, like, some people are just really, really great people. And they just, being around these people, I love these people.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue to use Jay. Like, being around these people, I love these people. I know they're having a good time. Like, I like this type of vibe. She could still feel fulfilled. But at the same time, those people could subconsciously, you don't have to be conscious, like, oh, we about to go use Jay. It could just be a subconsciously, like.
Damn, I hope Jay pulled through.
Yeah, Jay pulled through. But like he said before, like, they thinking Jay already said. So she ain't, this something she just do just for fun.
But niggas don't have a problem with breaking you out. Not no real nigga. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, we got you. What you
but doing? They don't know to break you off if you ain't never said nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to let that shit be known. It's going to take this.
But then it's hard. It's
but
hard.
Sometimes you don't even want to put a price
hard,
on it.
It's hard getting people out of the old you. Because
just tell them and they going to either delete theyself.
That's it.
Or complete the task.
Like, you're right.
It's like, but then sometimes it's like
the delete is like, damn. Like,
bye.
This nigga acting different. Yep.
That's because you don't know your value. Mm-hmm. When you know your value, it's always a motherfucker gonna need what you just needed.
Right.
Yeah. It's always gonna be a motherfucker that need a Baby J. It's always gonna be a motherfucker that need a Kodak, a Scream, a Shia Bank. It's always gonna be the motherfucker. I'm over here doing this free shit for this free nigga blocking the motherfucker who wanna pay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you also can't, I don't believe in arguing your value with other people. Cause if you don't see it, shit, I'm not about to convince you. I'm not about to sell it.
I tweeted that yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they don't see your value, fuck them.
Fuck it,
exactly, man. Yeah. I feel like niggas be trying to be just
Mr. Friendly
and be liked.
Fuck all that being liked shit.
Don't like. You gotta think about it, bro. Nobody likes their boss at their job.
I like Louis V.
But.
Shout
out to Louis V. But Louis V a player, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, like, your boss.
His boss.
When his boss, the boss over the boss man that y'all don't see, when they come in, y'all really kind of nervous.
Yeah. Hey, guys, make sure the studio's tidy today. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, whoever it is that told her we can't smoke my vape pen or whatever we need to do in this motherfucker, y'all don't really like the motherfucker. I'm just being real. Right.
Yeah.
But them folk got a job to do, and so do we. Yeah. We trying to be liked too much.
Yeah. You know that phrase I hate? I don't want it to seem. I hate that phrase.
What's the phrase?
I don't want it to seem like. Fuck what it seem like.
Exactly. That's shit holds you back.
Our debates, me and my wife, debates, not arguments. I don't want it to seem. Fuck what it seem like.
What they gonna think if we.
But they gonna think. Exactly.
But they gonna. Who the fuck is.
Right. It's gonna look like. That's what it is.
But
people are trying to. But you're trying to impress other people in
that don't give a fuck about
they
you.
Don't
I
give
don't
a fuck.
Think it's like
the regardless, impress. They don't give a fuck.
Regardless, hold up, what is it?
Doing? I don't think it's impress. I just think that you don't want people to come up with. One second. You don't want people to come up with assumptions of your character that you guys really
are. They're going to do that anyway. They're going to do that anyway.
No matter what you do.
Yes. Okay. But if you could, like, sometimes, like,
that shit
try
don't.
To no, alter it, I guess.
That ain't
fake.
It.
Be fake.
No, but I can understand, like, when people say, I don't want it to seem like.
Shy, if a nigga a loser like, in your eyes, is there anything he can change to not be a loser in your eyes?
No, that's different. Like, a nigga loser is a loser. We talking about, like.
To who? That's subjective. That's perspective.
No, hold up, but how's your truth making it seem like?
What you mean?
You saying you don't want to make it seem like. You say you can understand why people don't want to make shit seem like or look like. But it's your truth.
Right. Let's just give it.
So
give
how you
going
to dress up your truth? Basically, you saying dress up the truth.
Or sometimes your truth, it don't even have to be so loud.
What you mean? Truth
like,
is the truth.
Yeah, but it don't have to be loud. Like you and I can know the truth, but we don't have to like put it out there. So that's why people be like, I don't want it to seem like. That's like, for example, if I come in here and I'm like, I'm broke as fuck. I can't pay my bills. I can't do none of this shit. Like I'm down bad. But then tomorrow, y'all see me rolling up here in a fucking Corvette.
And it's like, well, I don't want it to seem like I just, you know what
see,
I mean?
See, that go back to the other side, like Sephora agreements don't make assumption shit. We don't know what you got going on. You could be scamming. Somebody could get. We don't know. We can make assumptions.
Yeah, but I could be at the house telling my little boo or something like, I ain't going to drive your car because I don't want them to seem like it's to seem like I got this going on. But I was just there crying saying I'm broke. Like, I see you why better. Some people say I don't want it to seem like.
I don't get that. That sound like not living. Like, I used to be there. I'm going to fucking live. Exactly. Regardless of what it is.
I'm telling you where stress come from. Stress come from.
Worrying about what other people think?
Yes.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm with you. Y'all right.
I forgot. 120-year-old, 110-year-old man went viral. He said, how'd you make it here? I mind my fucking business.
I'm with you when you're right. I'm with you.
Mind your business.
People don't want to make a scene. What you think they going to say?
Fuck what they going to say. They going to say right. That anyway. I don't give a damn what a nigga got to say. Like, you gonna say that anyway. If you gonna already say what you gonna say, at least let me be happy.
Worry about what
other people think.
Not necessarily what other people completely think, but what's people's perception of you.
I don't. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna tell you how I used to care so much. I used to erase, I used to comment, like a nigga say something on my page, I used to DM them niggas and pussy ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? A block a nigga, E-rate. Now just leave him up there. I don't care. Bro, we need this. This is conversation.
Engagement.
Yeah.
This is engagement. When we caring, I'm telling you, that's where stress lies. Mm-hmm. When you give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Watch how different you be when you don't.
All you got to be able to do is look in that
mirror. Name the freest niggas.
Yeah, certain things that I don't give a fuck about, but it's a lot of things.
Name the freest niggas, though. Niggas that's free.
Kanye.
Is he really free?
Yeah.
He free. 3,000 free.
Independent.
Trump free. Prince was free.
Can you be free and be locked up at the same time?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can.
You can be free and be locked up at the same time.
Some niggas. Most niggas go. You think Trump finna go to jail?
I don't know. I'm just talking shit.
That nigga ain't finna go to jail.
Fanny going to jail.
They're definitely not letting Trump go to jail.
I'm just talking shit.
I think the people that don't like Charleston White is free.
He is.
He don't give a fuck what you think. Mm-hmm. Nigga like that don't, he's mastered it. I don't give a fuck what a nigga think.
Yeah.
Nigga like Pluto, them nigga free. They don't care. Them nigga don't. When have you ever heard a nigga straighten something up? Like clean some shit up that a nigga done said. Like to me, that's the weirdest shit in the world. A nigga come get online and be like, well, bro, did what I meant by this.
Fuck it.
I don't like that.
You straighten it up.
I don't like when people like say certain things and then go online and apologize for it. Like, I feel like that's so stupid. Like, I never understood that. Like, if you really said what you meant, like, why go online and then now be like, I'm sorry, guys. Like, that shit is weird as fuck to me.
The end of the day, you need to be able to look in the mirror and be happy with yourself. So the only person you need to give a fuck about what think about you is yourself.
Yes. And people that really care about you, you know, telling you the honest opinion.
Of course.
Like, if you come tell me some shit, I'm going to really value that. Like, bro, ain't no nigga that finna tell me no bullshit. Anybody in this room?
Yeah.
Like, bro, them shoes ugly fuck. I know you could be joking, but you're for real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're telling me because I think they're dope. And these is doo-doo shoes. I don't think you would be hating or you trying to draw your own opinion of me. I feel like, bro, don't let nobody else see them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying?
Nah, I get it.
Right.
I get it.
That's where that shit fuck up at, bro. That what, like, Erykah Badu, all the motherfuckers like that who just didn't care, bro. Mm-hmm. Who's the biggest in the game right now? The motherfucker that don't care. Sexy Red don't care.
Don't give a half a fuck of a half a fuck.
Not even a little bit.
We can disagree, agree with her, whatever. She don't give a fuck. She not straightening up shit.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah, you can tell when a motherfucker, all that straightening up, you care too much. That's how you go out. You got to think. Only time shit lasts on the internet and be that bad is when we know the nigga care.
When they get to responding and leaving all these extra
and
messages.
And he high like Puff Kel right now. He high. If he was still on the ground, man, I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. That shit would have been blew over.
Nah, yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit blows over when you don't give a fuck.
when you give a fuck, they gonna keep picking at you. Ah, he can't help it. Get this nigga cry today.
Look at how he mad.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They gonna pick at your ass when they know you kill. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you don't give a fuck, what more is there to talk about?
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Just
the White House. Oh, just yeah. came out and said, oh, what up, huh? That shit went away that day. Yeah. Ain't no more to talk about.
Stay out my business.
He do dick. It's over with. Ain't nothing else to talk about.
Now, what do you do, Bank?
He do dick, but now if you hiding it, trying to act like, no, 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 no.
What are you talking about?
They going to pick at that nigga ass forever. Am I yeah. tripping?
If he would have came out and tried to be like Young Buck, make
it. That's why they still dragging Buck to this day, bro, because you ain't came for and we know the truth. You get what I'm saying? That shit crazy, bro. I told the nigga this shit long time ago, bro. When you stand on what it is, bro, people can accept them up because now you're trustworthy because you ain't hiding that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now it's like, yeah. We kind of know the real you. You don't give a fuck. That's why I always say I'd vote for Trump because I know we're getting who we're getting.
Right.
He don't give a fuck. He's him. Joe Biden, I don't know who the fuck this guy is. Am I tripping?
Crickets. Everybody, hello?
If I know this is you, bro, I respect you more. I don't give a fuck if it's some bullshit in my eye, some good shit, some bad shit, you in a different community, whatever. I don't care. But this is you.
Yeah.
You're right.
I gotta respect a person that they being they self. I can't respect a motherfucker that, like, it's like a force field. It pulls me away from people that's like, you ain't even you. I know you don't fuck with me because you don't fuck with yourself. You scared to even be you.
Yeah.
Mm. Right. Yeah. And it's a lot of people that scared to be themselves around certain people. They'll be one way around you because they think this is how Bank will want me to be.
You fake.
I got to show him I'm a real nigga.
Yep.
Because y'all deal with a whole bunch of that.
You fake. I like niggas pull up like, bro, I'm a square.
Love it.
Or, bro, I'm on this, so I'm on that. I don't care what y'all niggas talking about, bro. I took my girl back after she did, dick. I don't care. Like, nigga DM me. I just put on shit on my page.
What?
Like, listen, I just put shit on my page. Like, bro, if your bitch do dick, leave her alone. Nigga DM me, bro. I took my bitch back after she did, dick, and I still love her. I don't care. I respect. I told that nigga, respect, bro. You're a tough one. You know what I'm saying? But that's my perspective on how I feel. I don't feel like niggas should. And I like niggas who stand on. Like,
wait, you don't feel like niggas should what?
I feel like it's damn near if your woman cheat on you for a man, and it could be the same thing for women. I'm just speaking from a man point of view because I'm a man. There's no way you can be in a real relationship with her after she's cheated and you knew.
www.bigfactspod.com. Big Facts Friday. Salute.
Salute.
Till next week, Big Facts Friday is a wrap. Visit www.bigfactspod.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.